Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And where's my music? There it is, right there. There it is.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Whistle gonna blow, pick up the pick. Whistle gonna blow, gonna grab that shovel. Gonna swing that 9-pound hammer, whoop that steel on. Working on a railroad, working on a chain gang. Working for the man for a dollar a day. You got to swing that 9-pound hammer, whoop that steel on. Pick them peas, hoe that rope. Get in the crops, go man go. You got to tote that 11-foot sack. Got to swing that 9-pound hammer. Got to whoop that steel on down. Got the covers off the bed, put your feet on the floor. Get some coffee in your cake hole and get out the door. Got to get on the freeway, get out the lead man. Get down the workman, get a head man. Hitting that 9-pound hammer, whoop that steel on down. Pretty wee wife, ball and chain, cute little baby lying in the bed, spending that money that you ain't made. You got to swing that 9-pound hammer, whoop that steel on now. Swiss banker, Italian tailor, French baker, English sailor, Israeli soldier, Welsh miner, German butcher, Russian poet, American rancher, Mexican cowboy, working for the man for a dollar a day. I'm working for a dollar a day. Time to swing that 9-pound hammer. Time to whoop that steel on down. Forget about love, you moody wee jerk. Forget about fun, it's all about work. You got to swing that 9-pound hammer and whoop that steel on down. Get to work. A day's work for a day's pay. Man up, buckle down, shape up, hot damn, bite the bullet, take the shilling, look sharp, get it done, get it done. Swing that 9-pound hammer, whoop that steel on down. Haul away, haul away, Joe, haul away. Roll up your sleeves, put your head down, shut your mouth, go back to work. Swing that hammer, whoop that steel, working on a chain gang, dollar a day. Yeah, swing that hammer, whoop that steel on down. Elvis knew, dollar a day. Elvis knew, 9-pound hammer. Elvis knew, dollar a day. You got to whoop that steel on down. John Henry knew, swing that hammer. John Henry knew, dollar a day, got that 9-pound, whoop that steel on down. Swing that 9-pound hammer, whoop that steel on down.
Well, there's James Taylor's testimony to work there. The sailors and the soldiers and the miners and all that 9-pound hammer, he calls that. I think it's kind of an ad-libbed thing. And this is from a bonus CD that comes with the ultimate deluxe edition of his latest album. And we're going to hear a little more from this latest album. And I'm not sure, when you buy even the deluxe edition, the deluxe edition has a DVD kind of about the making of the album and then the CD. But this is above and beyond the deluxe. This is something else. It's a big boxed edition. There's a big book with it. And then there's an envelope of all the lyrics, or a lot of the lyrics, in a handwritten thing with notes and all kinds of stuff. And then this bonus CD, and I think there's probably a download code or who knows. Anyway, all kinds of stuff with this thing, and it makes it cost about $50 extra. But anyway, James Taylor has a new album out, came out mid-July, early part of July, this last month or so. And it's actually a pretty good little album. It is. And we're going to hear a couple cuts from it throughout the show. Oh, yes, we are. We're going to hear some Springsteen as well. Might as well just throw some Springsteen if we're talking about the working man. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk, and Eunjong Shin is back, which makes things really cool. And she's back in the studio, and we're doing this, and we're both just a tad bit rusty, but we're going to make it work. Alrighty, from James Taylor's new album, and when I remember what the title is, I'll tell you, it's a brand new album. And this is about the 2004 Red Sox. It's also about his grandmother and what that's all about. And those of you who are baseball nuts and remember that 2004 World Series, that was the first World Series that the Red Sox won since 1918, the curse of the Bambino, of course, and Babe Ruth, when the Boston Braves gave him up to the Yankees. And that's just been the curse ever since. And finally, in 2004, the curse was lifted and the Red Sox Nation began and all that kind of thing. But it's all in here. It's all in this song, James Taylor. By the way, this features also his wife and his son, Henry. And there you go, James Taylor, Angels of Fenway.
'86 summer's gone by. Bambino put a hex on the bean. We were living on a tear and a sigh in the shadow of the Bronx machine. Man, you could feel it smolder, fall down at an attitude. And you get a little chip on your shoulder, say something that's downright rude. Oh, damn, them Yankees outspending everybody 2-1. Picking up on the cream of the crop, stealing everyone's favorite son.
Angels of Fenway, hear our prayer. We have been chasing, we have been patient.
Grandmama was a Fenway fan, even after Granddad died. I still remember her holding my hand, taking me along for the ride. She was born in 1918, last year that the Red Sox won. Back then when they sold the Bay, something that they never should have ever have done.
Hey,
Leonard, can I have another Coke?
Here comes the hot dog man. Look at that, his bat just broke.
Cause riding home on the green line, watching the town go by. And I need another Red Sox fan till the day I die.
That was back in 65. Doesn't seem like a long time ago. Grandmama keeping hope alive. Watch them win in 004. Oh my God, it was beyond belief. Dog on a roll.
Angels of Fenway, give them peace. They have been patient. Red Sox Nation.
The whole world held its breath. People got down on their knees, ready for the sudden death. Praying to heaven for hell to breathe. Nana watched from a hospital bed. She was there till the end of the race. I couldn't hear the last words she said, but she was lying there with a smile on her face. Just a little smile on her face. Doesn't feel like a long time ago.
grandstand or dead dog by the highway in the ditch. He's looking down kind of puzzled, poking that dog with a stick. Got his car door flung open, he's standing out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, that dog get up and run. Kind of funny, some kind of funny suddenly. Still at the end of every hard day, people find some reason to believe. Now my little love Johnny with a love mean and true. She said, baby, I'll work for you every day, bring my money home with you. Up and left her, and ever since that, she waits down at the end of that dirt road for young Johnny to come back. Struck me kind of funny, funny, yeah. At the end of every hard earned day, we'll find some reason.
Summertime's come in, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the purple heather. Will you go, lassie, will you go? And we will all go together all around the purple heather. Will you go, lassie, will you go? I will build my love a bower by yon pure and crystal fountain. Yes, and on it I will lay all mountain will he go? Lassie, will you go? And we will all go together to big wild mountains time. All around the purple heather will you go? Lassie, will you go? If my true love won't come with me, I will surely find another to big wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather will you go, Lassie, will you go? And we will all go together to pick wild mountains high. All around the purple heather will you go? Oh, will you go? Lassie, will you go?
Was walking her lane. Oh, but her love was easy won. When she spied a Scots prisoner making his mane, she was a flower of Northumberland. So if the lassie would marry me, oh, but her love was easy won, I would make her. If she'd lose me out of my prison straw, she's made her way to her father's good stocks. Oh, but her love 'twas easy won, and she's stolen the key from many the brave lungs to lose him out of his prison so strong. Then she's made her way to her father's good stables. Oh, but her love was easy won, and she's stolen the horse that was both fleet and able to carry her man to bonnie Scotland. Moors, he said, oh, but your love 'twas easy won. Get you down from my horse, you're a brazen-faced whore, and you need to go back to Northumberland. Well, it's cook in your kitchen, I surely will be. Oh, but my love 'twas easy won, for I cannot go back to my own. Cook in my kitchen, you never will be. Oh, but your love was easy won. For my lady, she will not have servants like thee, and you need to go back to Northumberland. She got got there, her father did frown and said, "Oh, but your love was easy won. Or to go with a Scotsman when you're barely 16, and you were the flower of Northumberland." When she got there, her mother did smile and said, "Oh, but your love was easy won. You're not the first that young Scots did beguile, and you're welcome back home to Northumberland. For you will not want bread, you will not want wine, although your love was easy won. And you will not want silver to buy a man with, and you're eye the fair flower of Northumberland."
Rough, and I know that sailors drown. It was dog eat dog, and I was dressed in a three-piece. I looked smart as a log. There was me in the next car, there was me in the rear, and at 8 in the morning there was me with a beer. I was thinking about middle age and I was getting depressed. All I wanted to do was go back home and undress. On the radio, old amphetamine mouth, he played a song for me. He called it I-5 South. He said, lay down your sorrows on a railroad bed. Sing to the wind and empty your head. Sleep out in the rain and spend your time out on the tracks. Just get the hell out and don't you ever come back. I had to go for a walk, I had to think this out right. Out the kitchen door into a cold and lonely night. It was dark and it was quiet and all that I could hear was my boots on the pavement and a heartbeat of fear. You see, my days turn to months, and all my months, they turn to years. They all run together, they all become unclear. As the clouds passed by between me and the moon, I heard a voice telling me, pretty soon, you're gonna lay down your sorrows on a railroad bed. Sing to the wind and empty your head. Sleep out in the rain and spend your time out on the tracks. Just get the hell out, don't you ever come back. Drown themselves in TVs and drown themselves in booze, in love and in money, whatever gods they may choose. I saw myself living in a comfortable room, making comfortable love in a comfortable tomb. I walked back into the kitchen, let that screen door slam. Stood there a moment, then I walked back out again, and now I'm out on the sidewalk, not a thought on my mind. Well, I'm heading for them rail yards, I'm gonna leave it all behind. And lay down my sorrows on a railroad bed. Sing to the wind and empty my head. Sleep out in the rain and spend the time out on the tracks. I'm gonna get the hell out, I ain't never coming back. I'm gonna get the
I-5 South, the Ferry Boat Musicians, from their album Overboard. Steve Gouda, and that was one that he wrote, one that Steve wrote, and it was kind of a sort of amongst those of us who hung out in that neck of the woods. It was sort of a little hit. And Steve Gouda, of course, died, I don't know, 9 years ago or so. And Kat Eggleston is still doing her musical thing. She has been for many, many Ferry Boat Musicians. Have not been a group for many, many, many years. And that's what that's all about. But good stuff, good stuff. It holds up a lot. There are 3 albums out of the Ferry Boat Musicians. There's just the Ferry Boat Musicians, which is a concert album, kind of a live one concert album. And it's their very first one, and it shows. It was recorded from a cassette, remastered, Overboard the same way. Not all the original cuts are on the Overboard CD because Kat Eggleston recorded and took some of those, especially the ones that she wrote, and put them on her own albums. And then a thing called Rebound, which is also concert live Ferry Boat Musician stuff that was hitherto unreleased. And that's what that's all about. Alrighty, and we heard Rosie Lawler and a song called Leap of Faith, an album sent to me by a fellow named Mark Flanagan. Thanks, Mark Flanagan, for doing that. This is a really good album. She's one of these new singer-songwriters from England, and she is amazing. And she writes a lot of sort of really poetic, natural stuff. And she's pretty cool, Rosie Lawler. And we're going to hear a few more from her. And, boy, we heard James Taylor, and we heard all kinds of cool stuff. But we have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we have lots more music, a lot of old-timey stuff on the show. Robin Landis coming up, and, oh, my goodness, Jesse Winchester, and, oh, yeah, just Emmylou Harris and Rodney. Oh, gosh, I got to take the break because the music's in the background, which that says I got to take the break. We're taking a break. Break.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
Sunshine to start off your Saturday, and it will be a bit warmer than yesterday, with highs on the Palouse 85, the Lewis Clark Valley 92. Tonight will start off clear, but clouds will be rolling in overnight, bringing with them a chance of sprinkles, with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow there's a chance of more showers and even thunderstorms.
Beneath your power. girls think you spoke to them somehow of your gentle majesty and long damn you.
there at the hands on a giant statue of the Son of Man. Here's a nailed down hard, paralyzed miner, free to move, feeling fine. And there I sit, strange monkey with brains, a body with movement, a voice, a name. Not tired really, more afraid, afraid of what these hands could do. And this church, like any structure, is built upon beliefs. I suppose there must be a brick in me that deeply feels the power of peace. But I remember that year I spent abroad once, when I traveled round the globe all on my own. My trials and tribulations were great adventures, but in the end, I just wanted to go home. And the home I'm headed for now isn't far away. The new world is the same one as the old, but punishment and suffering those thoughts have forever lost their hold.
Thank you.
That was cool. Those little crickets and everything there for the fall. Getting on towards fair season. Getting on towards fair season. The big Spokane Interstate Fair and the Puyallup Fair and the Minnesota State Fair. All these different fairs going to start cropping up here pretty quick. The Roseville Fair. Bill Stain's song that's lasted for a lot of years and a lot of people recorded that. That's the ferry boat musicians, Cat Eagleston and Steve Gutta from their album Rebound. And you also heard the Ballad of Henry the Accountant, Paul Kaplan's song about man and machine, modern day man and machine. And we also heard Rosie Lawler from Liverpool, who did not think she'd be writing songs, writing music. She was in a house with a lot of books, not a lot of music. And she saw the Penguin movie, the one that Morgan Freeman narrated, and she felt so good about it. She wrote a song when she was 25, and that was quite a while ago. And she's got two albums out. And, yeah, there you go. So, Rosie Lawler, and we heard a couple of songs from this wonderful, wonderful album of hers, which has been aired all over the BBC. And, yeah, it's good stuff, really good stuff. So you can look her up, Laler, and you can probably figure out, you know, how to find this album. It was sent to me, and, you know, you can get the other one as well. I want the other one. Pretty peaceful stuff. And here's the cool part about her. She actually sings. So many songwriters nowadays, because they're using Dylan as the model, and or whatever, or John Prine or some of those guys, but most of them don't even pay attention to the art of singing anymore. And she does. A lot of folks don't sing like we used to. And the art of singing, I think, is to some extent being lost, making songs dynamic, making the song your own just by how you use your voice. Interesting. All righty, Sam Pichetti here. 8 more miles to Louisville. Yes, indeed, 8 more miles. And we're going to play it right now. This is on Waterbug Records, Sam Pichetti.
Country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the two coastlines, I've been most everywhere. From Portland East to Portland West and back along the line. But I'm going back to what I know, the old hometown of mine. Well, it's 8 more miles and Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on a silver road, no more will I be blue. I knew someday that I'd be back, I knew it from the start. I'm 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Somewhere you love best of all. Man is down in Louisville where first I heard my calling. And I set out to make my way, Lord, rambling through the land. But I've returned this very day, my guitar in my hand. Well, it's 8 more miles and Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on Asphalt Road, no more lobby blue. I knew someday that I'd be back, I knew it from the start. I'm 8 miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. I'd been gone for 6 long years, but no more will I mourn. And long ago I lost my way, Lord, save me from the dark. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. 8 more miles and Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, no more will I be blue. I knew someday that I'd be back, I knew it from the start. I'm 8 miles to Louisville, the hometown of my
Gordon Lightfoot, originally from his album The Way I Feel. But this is from an album called Dylan Cash in Nashville. And it really, what it is it's a kind of a compilation of a bunch of people who discovered Nashville in the late 60s, early 70s. And some of them stayed, and some of them did one album in Nashville and got tired of it and did albums other places. So there are a lot of people on here, and it's basically just a bunch of songs from albums that most of us already have. It's kind of a ripoff, really. If you really want to get some good stuff, just get all the albums, for crying out loud. But if you're uninitiated and if you're all about just starting your collection, it's probably a pretty good deal. There isn't really a poor quality song on this album. It's got things like You Ain't Going Nowhere by the Byrds. It's got a couple of cuts by the Byrds, actually. It's got a couple of Dylan cuts. And, of course, it has Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash doing North Country Fair. It has Johnny Cash and June Carter doing It Ain't Me You're Looking For. Steve Goodman's studio recording of The City of New Orleans, which is not nearly as good as some of his live recordings of it. And, you know, when Leon Russell did the Hank Wilson thing, he's got a cut from that. Christofferson's on here. But it's all stuff from the late 60s, early 70s. A couple of unreleased things. Anyway, that's what it's all about. And like I say, it's not something that you really want to just go charge into the store for. But at the same time, you know, whatever. If you don't have a lot of money, you know, get some other albums. Alrighty, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Wenjiang Shin doing the playlists and reading all the websites and everything. And I'm Dan Maher, your host, going to be back for the second hour of the show. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.